Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, we are live, man. I see you guys tuning in on Facebook Live, man. I want to play a song for you guys right quick, and then we're going to jump into something real, real exciting here in a moment, man. I'll tell you guys why your dreams are being killed, and I'm not just talking off the top of my head. I'm going to tell you guys how I actually know the things that are actually going to kill your dreams and possibly already killing your dreams. So let's do this thing, man. Let's do a little Montel. Let me get everybody else cracking right quick, and we can get going, man. Hang tight, hang tight, hang tight.
This is how we do
it. This is how we do it.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't can I. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party, say I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
Self-sense, so self-sense like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track to the old school band. From here to there, if you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bill, shorty. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a thick ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's a DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records, and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
Sounds like two steps, but like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
All my neighbors, you got much favor.
This is how we do it.
I'll never come whack on an old school sign. I'm kind of buzzed, so because
this is how we do it.
So simple, doesn't like nobody does.
This is how we
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody, man? Still making my coffee. I had a technical difficulty, but I'm going to get my coffee. I can't start the show, man, until I get my coffee. So let's get some more people on this thing, man. Let's share this out. We're going to talk about some dream killers today, man. Some of the things that I discovered was stopping me from achieving my dreams, man. And it's going to blow your mind, some of the things that are really hindering you guys. So I'm going to grab my coffee, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play something else really short, and I'm hoping, really, really hoping that Facebook doesn't shut me down. That's what I'm hoping. So hang on, guys. I got to get my coffee, man. I'm giving you guys time to get yours, too. Some of y'all say, I already got my coffee. All right. Well, cool. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me, y'all. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah, yeah, this is what I want to do. Yeah, yeah. I love this song, so I'm going to play it. I think you guys may like this song, too. I really wanted to, just to be honest with you guys, I really wanted to get away from music, but I don't think I can altogether. But let me just play this song because it's a little bit, it talks a little bit about what we want to say today. But it's about change, man. So let me grab my coffee and I'll be right back. Right back.
How would you like it if I talked about your skin, the way you wear your hair? Would you like it if I talked about your butt?
Well, once a month,
turn into someone that was hard to love. How would you like it if I didn't like your smoke? Didn't like the polish you be wearing on your toes? If I didn't like your necklace or what you cook for breakfast, would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change me? Flip all the things that really made me the way that I am, used to make you happy, baby.
Why you wanna change me?
Girl, oh,
you used to like your big old teddy bear.
Girl, oh,
you used to let me get it anywhere. Now, baby, it's crazy. Why you wanna change me?
Now, what if all I did was pick apart your friends? Cause they ain't got no end. What if I talked about your face in the morning? Cause we know that you ain't cute in the morning. What if I criticize the way that you be eating? And when you're sleeping, you be doing that heavy breathing. What if I was asking about your housekeeping? Would I be wrong? Would I be wrong?
Why you wanna change?
Change me.
That really made me.
With Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? I see you guys tuning in. I see you out there, Miss Bless Simmons, Miss Angelia Hill, Miss Pam McCray, love you, baby. Mr. Jay Atchison, Mrs. Angela Hill. Man, who else do we have? Miss Claudianne Hibbert, I see you out there. I see you, Miss Sean Jackson Hughes, I see you out there from all over the world, man. Love it. I love it. I love it. Jay say, that's the jam, Nate. Jay, I think all the jams are your jam. Jay, I think you'll dance. I think you'll dance to the bongos, Jay. It don't matter, but I love you, brother. I love you. That's energy, man. Man, I see you guys out there. Miss Hope Richardson, what's going on? What's going on? Miss Felicia Wilson, I see you. Miss Sabrina Darling, hello, hello. Kendall Habersham, I see you guys are live on the grind, man. There's some people out there that I didn't get to, man. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head. Bobo, all the way in South Africa, what's happening? Welcome to the grind. Who else do we have? Who else do we have out there? I don't want to mess nobody up because I'm going to tell you who else said hello. Not everybody else said good morning. So if some of y'all don't want me to say y'all name on the radio, so I'm not going to do that because, guys, these are historical archives that happen, and they go into the Blog Talk Radio turntable, guys, and people are playing these episodes, you know, every day, you know, trying to get some gaps bridged, man, and trying to get some self-help for their lives, and I love it, man. So thank you guys for all chiming in, man. Thank you for being a part of the grind this morning. I did an episode earlier in the very beginning. It was the very first episode that I did, and it was called Dream Killers, right? Dream Killers. And I talked about an aspect of Dream Killers and some of the things that happened. You guys can go back and chime in and look at that and listen to it, per se, because we weren't on Facebook Live at that time. But, you know, I want to chime back in on that one and actually talk about some of the things that I know I've experienced, even from that point up until this point, that are the Dream Killers. And I want to say this. It's not what you guys think it is. All right, because I hear Ruben Studdard talking about why you try to change me and things of that nature, and man, there's so many different songs out there that you can really relate to, man, and apply to your life at any point in time. But it is indeed your life, right? It's your life. Yeah, you guys drop those comments in on Facebook Live as we go, and I'll definitely have a segment in the show, guys. Where I'll go back and I'll actually go over those comments, right? So, but right now we want to talk about, you know, the Dream Killers. And there's all of these songs you guys can relate an aspect of them to your life, but it is indeed your life. And I want you to write that at the top of your paper, man. If you happen to be writing things down today, jot it in your memory, you know, jot it down on your phone and just write, it's my life. Plain and simple, right? That was a coffee break. So if it's your life, you can relate your life to any point, to anything that you can relate it to, whatever speaks to you, right? As my man Donna McKirkin says, you know, speak to my heart. And I believe, here's what I believe about the Bible. I'm going to say this really quick about the Bible, okay? Guys, if the Bible is that thing, is that tool, is that basic instructions before leaving Earth, it's that tool that you actually use to say, there's some stories in here that I can relate to my life as I read it. I go through it. Some of you have read through the Bible. I mean, I'm almost cover to cover, word for word. You know what it says. I'm not the verbatim dude. You know, I can't quote you scriptures, you know, left and right. That's just not me. That's not my thing. That's not my stick. That's not my skill set. I know some people that can. That's not me. But I can relate what I've learned in that Bible to my life personally because I believe God is a personal God. So if he's a personal God, that means he has something specifically for you, and what you get out may be something totally different than what somebody else gets out. But if you put it in the comments on Facebook Live, if you say it, guys, where you are, not afraid to say anything, then that means that somebody may identify with you, and that just may be confirmation, the confirmation that somebody needs to actually do something profound, to do something life-changing in their life. You know, I hear that song, you know, Ruben was saying, why you try to change me? You know, I used to be a big old teddy bear and this and that. Man, there are a lot of things wrong with that song. There's a lot of things wrong with that whole premise of changing somebody. You know, you don't change people to what you want them to be. People change it to what they're supposed to be, and they do it on their own time frame. People move out of inspiration or desperation. And we hope, we always hope that a person moves out of inspiration because, man, I know what it feels like to move out of desperation. But let's jump into In the Dream Killers, man, because I personally believe that there are a lot of dream killers out there. And there are a lot of things that we can say are stopping us from doing the things that we need to do in life every day for ourselves. I'm not talking about the things that you're doing for somebody else. I'm talking about the things in life that you're doing for yourself, the things that you're like, you know what, this is my dream. This is the thing that I've always thought about doing. Some of you, I had somebody tell me on a live the other day, they said, you know, I don't know what my purpose is. They said, I just don't know. And I said, that's not uncommon. A lot of people don't know what their purpose is. A lot of people don't really understand why they're on this earth. But I'm going to tell you this. If you're still living and breathing, guys, there's still something here for you to do. So you have to try and figure that out. And the only way you can figure that out, guys, is to kill all of the dream killers that are in your life. That means the quickest way to get to it is a straight line. That means you're going to have to upset some people. You're going to have to crack some eggs to make some omelets. You're going to have to scramble them up to make scrambled eggs if that's what you want. There's a lot of things that you're going to have to do that you don't want to do that are going to feel uncomfortable to you and even more uncomfortable to the people that are around you. So let me step on a few toes right quick because that's what we do on this show. We step on toes because people don't want to be uncomfortable. People don't want to be talked to any kind of way. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not going to talk to you any old kind of way. I'm going to say what I say, but I'm going to say it very respectable to you, but you got to know my heart. My heart is I want to say it and I want to get it out because it's going to help somebody. It may not be for you, but it may be for somebody, right? So here's what I believe and what I found to be true. I don't tell you what I think, guys. I tell you what I know, what I go through, right? I get mine straight from what I go through and what I see other people going through and how it affects them and how I can transfer it to my life and things of that nature and learn the lessons from it, right? So dream killers, man, I believe are like hitchhikers. dream killers are like hitchhikers. And I said earlier, if you caught what I said, people are actually blaming a lot of things on the reason why they're not where they should be. And that's why I say dream killers are like hitchhikers. They're on the side of the road. They're coming to your house. They're waiting for you at the corner. They got their thumb up waiting for you to let them in, waiting for you to pick them up. And when you pick them up and then they tell you that they're not going the same way you're going, then you get mad. And you got to take them there anyway because you picked them up because you were just trying to be nice. So you picked up all of these, this dream killer. It's day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. People have the opportunity and the control over their lives. Remember, you wrote that word, that phrase in the very beginning. It's my life, right? I control whatever you wrote down at the top. It's your life, right? So you chose to pick up the dream killer. And when you picked up the dream killer, now you figured out that the dream killer is not going the same way you're going because you allowed it to take you off track of where you were going, right? So I just want to be nice. So you decide to be nice. You pick up the hitchhiker. And sometimes it works out. We're going north. I'm going north. You're going north. And we're all good. We can travel together, right? But then we pick up these dream killers like, you know, impatience. You know, the impatience. We picked the dream killer up. We didn't know that this dream killer is causing us to be super impatient. Why? Because it's taking us off track. So the simplicity of what dream killers are, ladies and gentlemen, is the things that we control that we actually let into our lives. Because if you believe that it's your life, if you're on this broadcast this morning and you don't believe that you control your life, then that's the first thing that you need to get a handle on. Right. You have to figure out how am I going to be in the controls? How am I going to be in my own control booth? Some of you got to get up out of the control booth of other people. Stop trying to control everybody else's life. Stop trying to save and do everything for everybody else and let them go through what they're going through to get to what they need to get to, because you've got things that you need to get to. and you're wondering why you don't have enough time in the day. It's because now you're controlling everybody else, trying to worry about what they're doing. And now you're at that point where you can't, you look up, man, you're 40, 50 years old, and you're like, what the heck happened to my life? What happened? So in a nutshell, guys, we control the things that we allow in our lives. Yeah, we know that there's the uncontrollable things that happen to us. We could have just been standing somewhere and something happened. And then at that point is when you deploy, it's not what happens, it's how I react to what happens, right? So there's always ways to recover. Sometimes it's harder to recover than others. Now, there's somebody that's listening to this broadcast, coffee break. If somebody that's listening to this broadcast right now and they're saying, they've already said, well, this dude don't know what I've been through. He doesn't know the setbacks that I've had in life. He doesn't know the trauma, the drama that I've had to deal with. And I'm going to say the answer to that is you're absolutely right. I don't. But the reality is you do. And it's a matter of how you handle what you went through to get back on track, to go through what you need to go through, to get to what you need to get to. Guys, that doesn't stop. You can put it on layaway. You can put it over here on the side and make payments on it and come back 2 or 3, 4, 5, 10 years down the road. You can do that. But when you do that, what happens? You've lost the most precious thing that you have that you control in your life, and that's your time. Now, guys, I've had people say, you know, I just want to be a blessing to everybody else. I mean, I want to be a blessing to everybody else, too. That's why I'm doing this show. I can do this show twice a week for 10 hours, and I can be a blessing to more people by what I say and by what I do, as opposed to taking time out of my day to try and help 100 other people do different things and now circumvent everything that I'm doing. We always talk about the path, guys. The path. There are no – the dream killers aren't really on your path. The dream killers are standing there waiting for you to pay them attention. We call them hurdles. We call them hurdles, but just be real. Guys, the hurdles are there. It's like, have you ever been – you ever seen how a person runs and jumps the hurdles and somebody set the hurdles there? It's the race that they're running. They know that there are going to be hurdles there. But somebody else set those hurdles there. But if it's your race, if I'm running a race, I wouldn't put any hurdles there. So my path to my purpose, my destiny, is going to be there's going to be mountains. But guess what? There's not going to be ones that I put there. There's not going to be ones that I create because I was impatient. It's not going to be ones that I create. I'm not just going to run off the side of the road and get a hurdle and put it there and say, let me go back here 100 yards and now let me jump. No, there's going to be enough mountains that are in your normal path as opposed to you putting different things in your path. Those are the dream killers. There's going to be things that you have to go through, but it's already on that road to destiny. You can't do anything about that except for build your legs by the time you get there so that you can jump that hurdle. But we go and get things like people that are in our lives that we haven't gotten rid of yet, people that are slowly draining us of our life juice that we're letting stay in our lives because we don't want them to be upset, things that the habits that we've created that we allow ourselves to continually go through because we don't have the propensity to change, we don't have the intestinal fortitude to stop doing the things that we do every day that are keeping us standing still. See, guys, impatience, the lack of time, all of these are the dream killers. You get impatient because you can't change your habits, and you get frustrated with yourself. So when you think about this thing, when you really put everything in perspective, the biggest dream killer is self. It's you. It's not everybody else. Now, we can say that everybody's keeping us from doing what we do, and it's easy, man, to make an excuse. It really is. Excuses are just failure on layaway. It's easy to make an excuse. I can make excuses all day long as to why I don't do this, this, and this. And they can take me off track all day long. But all I'm doing is prolonging the inevitable of me getting to where I need to be. And here's the reality, guys. We wake up every morning and we lose 24 hours. Did you lose that 24 hours or did you maximize that 24 hours? What did you do during that 24 hours? How did you shift your mindset? See, and here's the cherry on top of the cake about what I really want to get with you guys today. I want to tell you. Things are going to happen in your life. There's no way around that. Things are going to happen. But when you open your eyes in the morning and you have that thing in your mind that's saying, don't get out of bed. You got to face this, this, and this. What do you do to get past that? What do you do to surmount that hurdle? What do you do? When you finally become the person that's self-motivated, that's the motivator of yourself, that biggest dream killer. When you finally become that person that can in an instant shift your attitude, your mentality, because you notice right away that self-assessment is that my attitude is kind of down. I'm a little, my demeanor, my aura is kind of down. I'm creating a negative atmosphere. That's when you go and you put the music on. That's when you go and you do something to shift your mindset. That's where the self-motivation comes in. That's when you identify that you are not the person that you need to be in that instance. So you heard Ruben say, why you try to change me? It wasn't that he didn't want to change. He wanted to change himself. But he wasn't ready for change yet. But he also didn't find a person that was ready for him the way he was, which is why he had to make that song. See, he said, you used to love me. I was your big teddy bear, right? But now you don't love me anymore because that person didn't love the big teddy bear part of him. That's not the aspect that that person loved. So now that person has a problem with who you are, and it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with that person. Because a person is not going to change until they're ready to change. And that's just reality. You can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and you will hope and pray that you can inspire a person to actually change enough. But until your situation becomes the motivation that allows you to change, you're never going to change. You're never going to change. Most people won't get ahead of it and say, you know what? There's something that I may go through and I need to get prepared for this. There's something that I'm going through that I got to get out of, is what most people are saying. It's how most people really deal with life. And so it's typically desperation that people operate from. So how do you shift your mindset? It's nothing that it's when you get to a point where you don't have to get up and depend on somebody else to motivate you. And now you know how to motivate and shift yourself. You know how to keep turning your dial until you find the right frequency to get where you need to be. Then I don't care what it is. It could be your favorite song. It could be your favorite audio. It can be your favorite whatever, your self-help, motivational stuff. I don't care whatever it is. You got to shift that mindset to get you out of that funky atmosphere that you're in, that you're creating for yourself. Remember, the biggest dream killer of your dreams, your goals, is you. You control what you do. You control you 100% of the time. Yeah, even when you go to your job, right? Even when you're there, you chose that. You chose to be there. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you chose to be an entrepreneur. You said that I wanted to do this to have time freedom, which is what we're all fighting for. We all want to be able to get up in the morning and do what we want to do. We all want to be able to get up in the morning and choose, let's go to the beach today. Y'all want to get up in the morning and say, you know what, let's take a trip to London. Let's go to Paris. Let's go to Tokyo. Let's go to the Bahamas. Let's just take a trip. It's about freedom. It's about time freedom. And we all want to be able to enjoy our lives. And we all want to be inspiring to somebody else so that somebody else can look at our life and get where they need to be. And the best way to do that, guys, is to be your own self-motivator. The best way to do that is to know how to shift your atmosphere. Let me tell you guys what I was taught in the military, right? Coffee break. Now, some of you out there that are ex-military, some of you guys are going to know exactly what I'm saying. Some of you guys that have cracked this nut, you're going to understand what I'm saying, right? The military teaches you to be self-dependent, right? It doesn't teach you to be proud. It doesn't teach you to have an ego. It teaches you to be self-dependent. And the simplicity of it is, if you want a water, go get you a water. If you want something to change that you're doing it, change it yourself. If you want your life to be better, make it better. If you want something in your life that you don't have right now, go out and get it, right? It teaches you to be the best version of you. It teaches you how to create habits. It teaches you how to be dependent upon yourself. It teaches you not to allow other people to crush you. It teaches you not to allow people to control you. Now, the military starts out and it breaks you because everybody says, you know what, why did they tell you what to do? And they're all in your face and yada, yada, yada. I didn't understand that piece in the very, very beginning. But see, you guys got to understand, I did 3 years of military ROTC in high school. So I prepared that was my plan B if I didn't go to college. So the closer I got to my senior year, I realized that, you know what, I just need to go to the military. I saw my parents struggling to put my two sisters through school. I'm like, why do I want to put more struggle on them to do that? So I just said, man, let me go to the military. Best decision in my life. I went to the military, and I understood, you know, the people told me in high school and ROTC, they said, you know what, this is what's going to happen when you get there. So I was prepared for what was going to happen. I already knew what it was, but I saw people that didn't know what it was, and I saw them snap like a twig. I saw them break. I saw them cry. I saw them give up. Why? Because they had created habits in their life that they did not control. So the military taught me to be self-dependent, and it taught me in order to be the best help to the team, you got to become the best version of yourself. There's that self word again, right? You got to become the best version of you that you can become. And that's where a lot of people miss it. And their life is like this. It's like a seesaw. You got a fat person on this side and you're up here and you can't get down. You're like, I just can't, I can't level things out. So you're like, oh my gosh, well, what am I going to do? Because you created such bad habits, you're stuck in the air. So what do? There has to be a purging moment. There has to be a breakaway. I talked about the breakaway a couple of shows ago. There has to be a moment where you break away from things because you're killing your own dreams. You're not creating any habits. And I'm talking to somebody, and if it's somebody that I'm not talking to, this shoe may be not for you. So why are you picking it up and you got it on your foot? And if it's too little, why you still got it on? Why are you mad because the shoe it's not your shoe? Don't wear it. I'm talking to somebody that needs this morning because somebody hasn't created the right habits in their life because they haven't understand that if it's meant to be, it's totally up to them. It's your responsibility to get where you need to be. It's your responsibility if you want to be a part of a team, a group of people that are going one way to get to one common goal. If you want to be an integral part of that team, a productive part of that team, that means you have to be the most productive, the best aspect of yourself, the best version of you that you can become. And most people miss it and kill their own dreams because they haven't created the habits necessary to become the best version of themselves that they can become. And then they look at everybody else and they're like, the people that are grinding, people that are being the best that they can be, they look at them and they just hate on them. And they figure out ways. They spend more time trying to figure out how somebody is jacked up for being who they are as opposed to figuring out why they're so jacked up to get and getting where they should be. But people will spend so much time looking at everybody else's life trying to figure out, trying to find the holes in their life. That messed somebody up right there. People will spend so much time looking at everybody else's life, trying to figure out where the flaws are, when it really doesn't matter. It has nothing to do. Once you expose the flaw, what does that do for your life? Your life is still in shambles. That's why I don't choose, guys. I don't choose to fight social media battles. I don't choose to fight the battles that went Pam will tell you, when I'm in a place and there's a lot of drama going on and people are in there doing this and doing that, you're gonna see me. I'm like a magnet to the non-drama. You're gonna look up and I'm like Houdini. I'm gone because I don't want it in my life. I control the atmosphere in my life. And if the atmosphere isn't what I know is conducive for me to grow, I will get up and I will walk out in a heartbeat. And I don't care what anybody in the room thinks about it. And that's just me because I respect myself. Now there's a difference. I'm not talking about stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable because I'm being uncomfortable. Being comfortable in the uncomfortable is growth. I want you guys to know that there's a difference. Just because you feel uncomfortable and it's something that's being said that's growing you, that's not the time for you to get up and walk out. But if it's something that's being said or done that's counterproductive to your growth, that's when you get up and you get like Houdini in there, man. You spoof and you're out, right? I'm great at that because I control my controls. If the quickest way to get me not to do something is to tell me I have to do it. Because I will squarely tell you, I don't have to do anything. So I'm telling you guys this not to say, you know, to give you guys the illusion of how strong I am or this and that. I'm telling you guys to get you to understand that you have to control your own controls. You have to control your destiny because there's some place that you got to be. There are no dream killers that are on your road to success. There are no dream killers there. There's always things that are good. They're on that road, guys. They're hurdles that are already there because 9 times out of 10, it's a road that's less traveled. Somebody has already been there. There's some road. There's some hurdles. There's some hills. There's some mountains that you're going to have to climb. But don't go get things and put it in your path is all I'm saying. Don't think that don't be obligated such to a point to where you compromise yourself. Your integrity is now compromised. Now your principles are compromised, and you stay there out of a sense of loyalty. Guys, I don't know any other way to say that. So I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna leave that alone because a lot of people can't handle conversation like this because what happens is they take it the wrong way, and then they take the little things out of it. They take the small things out of it. Most people don't hear what you say. They're not hearing what you say. What they're doing is instead of concentrating on the things that you say and applying them to their life, writing the things down that pique their interest, they're sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to say wrong. They're sitting there analyzing you. They're sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to do wrong. They're not coming. I'll tell you, when we say in this industry we're in, guys, we say, set yourself on fire and watch people come see you burn. Guys, that's real talk. And we mean that. We're not saying literally. But, guys, think about this. When you do something different in your life and it's out of the ordinary, your habits are changing. You're doing something that's not just going to take you north, east, north, south, east, and west. You're doing something that's going to take you vertically, right? When you start doing that, guys, you are setting yourself on fire. People are not going to come see you to see if you succeed. People are going to come to see you to see if you burn up. They want to see you black and charcoal with smoke coming from you. Now they can look at you and say, I told you so. You're just average, just like the rest of us. But see, this is what happens. When you're burning, when you're on fire, when you're going vertical, you're creating new habits. You're developing a mental and a physical aspect of yourself that you haven't done before, and everybody starts to notice that you're not burning up. Oh, good. You're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? And I heard somebody say a bad Negro. You like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're in the fire, but they're not burning up. What in the world's happening? After everybody that just came to see you burn realizes that you're not burning up, they walk away. They walk away and they're like, you know, they're not burning up. This ain't even exciting anymore. Who wants to see somebody that's actually going through the fire and handling the fire? Who wants to see somebody that's changing their habits and actually growing? Who wants to see somebody that's actually achieving their goals? Who wants to see somebody that's actually keeping their head down and grinding and not worrying about the drama and the nonsense? Who wants to see that? The people that stay. The people that are following you because you have principles. The people that are following you because you're not easily swayed. The people that are following you because you're willing to get up and walk out of the room if it's not the right place for you to be. The people that are following you because you're a leader. The people that are following you because you're setting the example for them and you're getting where they want to be and you're worth following. Those are the people that will stay even when they see you're not burning up by the fire. It's not consuming you. You're being built. You're being forged by the fire. Those are the people that will stay. That's what we call our circle. That's your circle. Not the people that walk away because they just wanted to see you burn. So when you find out who those people are, now guys, there's some principles, there's some criteria that you have to be squarely rooted in. You can't just be the person that's in the fire and now you don't burn, and now you've got a circle of people, then all of a sudden you lose who you are. You lose your principles. You lose your integrity. You just start doing and saying crap that's not even conducive to life. You start doing and saying crap that's going to bring drama into your life and hatred and pain. I wouldn't expect anybody to follow me at that point. Why would I want to attract that in my life? So, guys, don't kill your own dreams by going out getting things and getting people and being a part of stuff, bringing it, setting it in front of you. You're setting hurdles and holes in your life, and then you're mad because you're falling into them. You're mad because you went and picked it up and put it in front of you, and now you've killed your time. Now you wake up, and you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and you realize that your time is now limited, and now you're trying to figure out how to recover, and you're so mad that you can't recover because now you're still in your own way. So in essence, you're still doing the same thing that you did to get you where you are right now. You're being hateful. You're doing the same drama. You're attracting the same drama. You're either the instigator, the originator, or the perpetuator of the drama, and you're still doing the same thing. And if you have the same people in your life that are doing the same things that you're doing right now, and you're still in their life, you're in their life too. You don't even allow them. It's not that they come to your house. It's not just that you let them come to your house. You're going to their house. How did that happen? You're listening to what they say. And you clearly know it's wrong. Guys, when it's not serving you and getting you to the next level, just cut it out. Just cut it out of your life. It's like cancer. There's no way to get rid of it, guys, unless you just cut it out, and then you got to go through chemo. You got to go through that process to get it out, and it's a painful process. Growth is always pain, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way around that. And, man, I can go on and on. I want to read a few comments. I know I'm going to lose my Blog Talk radio audience here in about 30 seconds, but, you know, I thank you guys for chiming in. I'm hanging in a little bit with Facebook Live and read some of these comments that we have on the page. But I want to make sure that you guys all understand, don't be your own dream killer, man. Don't get out of your own way. Man, do the things that you know are right for you and stop making excuses in life, man, and for your life. Control your own controls and get out of your own way, man, and just do the stuff that you know you're supposed to do and take the hits, man. Take the hits. It's going to take a little time. It took you time to get there. Be patient enough, man, to get the time and to put in the time to get where you need to be. Let's read a few of these comments here before we lose our Blog Talk Radio land. All right, cool. I think my PC is working. Pam McCray says, shift yourself. Absolutely. Sabrina Darling says, keep turning your motivational dial to shift your mindset. Absolutely, absolutely. I see you out to Kim Edwards. I see you. Sabrina Darling's all the way in, I think that's Jamaica. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Shelly Sam Beaver says, failure on layaway. That's enlightening, an enlightening way of thinking. Absolutely. Good stuff. Self-dependent. Pam McCray says, get broken to get the breakthrough. Absolutely. Jay Atchison says, I did it 10 years in the Army. 10 years. That's why that brother is so self-dependent right there. It's all about the habits that you create, guys. I can't stress that. What you do when you open your eyes in the morning is going to define, you know, what you've grown into for that next day. And you're not going to always like the things that you have to create as your habits, but they grow you. Pain is growth. Lisa says habits are necessary. Control the controller. Yeah, control the controller and get them out. You got to be the control. You got to be the person that controls your controls. All right, that's it, man. Control your controls and do the things that you know you're supposed to do for your life. A lot of times, guys, we sit back and let when other people say, that's why we tell you, listen, what you hear on this show, you can take what you hear and you apply it to your life. It may not all apply to you, right? But you control your controls and put in there what you put, create the buttons that you want to create for your life that work for you in order for you to get where you need to be. So put the right buttons on your soundboard, right, and control where you need to be and start doing what you need to do, man. And it's a beautiful thing. Hey, what's going on, Vicky Durr? Good morning to you too, young lady. Lisa Farrell says, no dream pillars on that road to success. That's right. That's right. Jason L. Scott, control your destiny. What's going on, my brother? Good to see you. Absolutely. Control your destiny. Sabrina Darling says, they'll get open now but appreciate it later. Yeah. They'll get open now. And that's kind of out of context, but I know she meant something by that. They'll get open now but appreciate it later. And I know that open thing is something. But, yeah, so it's. You got to get in tune with yourself, man. What is it that you need to grow, man? Remember, you don't rise so that you shine and blind everybody and look down on everybody. You rise so that you shine, man, and people can know and see you and set the example, right? You don't do what you do to look down on anybody. The 3%, that's right, Lisa, the 3%. The powerful, this is powerful and deep, absolutely. Thank you so much. This is the central part of your to find your circle, Angela Hill says. Absolutely. So, guys, it's really all about the circle, and I talk about that all the time. You know, it doesn't matter how big or how small your circle is. What matters is how effective your circle is. And if you really start doing circle inventory, you'll realize, man, that there are a lot of people in your circle that really don't need to be there. They really don't want to be there. Some of them are there out of obligation. You know, but some of them are there and they're really not a part of your circle. And it's not for you to go in and put them on blast and kick people out with a vengeance, you know. But what I'm saying is that once you start rising and you start moving in your destiny and people see you doing what you do, then at that point, guys, is when people are going to naturally fall off. And now you're a gentleman, you're a lady about what you do. You're not, you know, participating in the stuff, man, that everybody else is doing. Remember, guys, your destiny is your destiny. Live that thing, man. Live life to the fullest. But, you know, find the thing that you want to do in life, man, and just go for it. I don't know any other way to say that. Just go for it. But I will be remiss if I tell you guys, if I didn't tell you guys that it's not going to be as easy as you would want it to be. And the things that I go through every day, the things that I learn, and I know you guys learn as you're going through your life every day, and that's the key, is to learn the things that are happening. Figure out what's happening, what the intent of it was, and try and get past it so it doesn't happen again. Because you're going to keep going through the same thing, guys, if you don't figure that thing out, right? And I've always said, guys, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So how do you get past that, guys? You create the right habits in your life, guys. And once you create those habits, then you figure out real quickly that, you know what, this is exactly what I need to be doing to move into the realm to where I need to do. And essentially what you want God to be able to say is, well done, man, when it's all said and done. And now you're at that point.
Oh, I want to be here. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com. The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
See you guys on Thursday morning, man. Love you guys. Thank you so much, man. Absolutely, absolutely.